The government certainly looked to the businesses around Tasmania to provide some feedback and then took their time to develop their strategic plan for manufacturing with their five-year strategic plan, which they released in the last couple of weeks. In the background, the board of TMEC basically came out at that stage and said, hang on a second, do we need another association when you've already got one that represents the largest industrials in Tasmania? What's the difference? At the end of the day, we're all influenced and affected by the same things.
And so, they bought that?
And they did. And so that dialogue led us to where we are today.
Well, then, Raymond Stogel, what's happened in the last 7 weeks or so?
Well, we've been able to secure some funding, which has allowed us to appoint a full-time resource to make things happen quicker and easier. We've now got somebody in that role. We've also been provided with a building, a facility to use as a base, and that's going to allow some training facilities to be established, as well as a central focal point for advanced manufacturing in the state.
Dare I say it, those are the easy steps, because this sector is painted very often as a basket case. So how do you...
Unfairly, I think, and there was a number of examples today that were provided where Tasmanian businesses beat the rest of the world. So we're doing it. But Tasmanians probably are guilty of not selling themselves very well. And very clearly, some of the smarts that are coming out of Tasmania at all ends of the island are quite outstanding. So, you know, the opportunity is really for us is to collaborate and really leverage. It's phenomenal what's possible.
Wayne Bold, then, what's the strategy? What's the course you chart?
Well, at the moment, we've got to be realistic and understand that there are other regions in Australia that have certainly hit the ground running several years in advance of us, so we're in catch-up phase. The first piece is for us to understand that we're not going to reinvent the wheel, and certainly we're not going to duplicate activities or services which other providers have been providing effectively in Tasmania. It's more about coordinating and facilitating as soon as we can. And the first piece is to be able to develop a presence that defines the capability of all of the manufacturers in Tasmania as one central focal point, so that when somebody comes and look and says what can be done in Tasmania, they've got one place to go to, and we can direct them from there and provide them with an opportunity to have discussions with the right people in the right place.
So that would be for each of the 1,700 manufacturing businesses here?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the range, some people have got some incredible web presences and have done a great job on preparing their capability statements and marketing, and there are others that exist in the yellow pages only but are doing a sterling job and effectively haven't been discovered. So we've got to go on that trail of discovery and get them out there so that somebody wanting to do business with Tasmania can understand in large part where they are and who they are, so that we can facilitate discussions.
Ray, you spoke today about jumping to the world stage. I was interested to hear people say we'll take on and build on the brand that's been built up around agriculture and tourism, clean, quality.
Well, it's really that sort of high-end products, and Tasmania's brand is in that space now, and certainly the capability that exists throughout the state is very much those sort of niche products. And, you know, we accept that we're a high wages cost economy. We also accept that we're typically a long way away from the growing economy, so distance is an issue. So we have to compensate for that with quality, and that is quite feasible. And as we saw today, even some of the lower cost products, through manufacturing improvements, people were able to produce those here in Tasmania and matching the best prices from the world.
Wayne Bold, how does this mesh with the greater primary industry and resources sector in Tasmania?
They're all one. It's complementary. Basically, anything that gets built, touched, improved is frankly advanced manufacturing. So it's in fact anybody improving anything, building it or modifying it for improvement. And that goes right back through any agricultural process, picking, packaging, exporting, delivering, etc. So it all fits neatly together. It's just a big job.
Yes, we had examples today from beers to bearings, a broad spectrum. Beyond growing markets, what are the opportunities you see?
So one of the key messages that came out from a number of sources today was really the need to get on board with the Association of the Advanced Manufacturing. It was made very clear the government is going to use this group as a conduit. So from an information flow in and out, it will be through there. So we'd be asking for a receptive audience. You know, there's no motivation for the Tasmanian Minerals and Energy Council in the long term here for ourselves. This is about what's best for Tasmania. You know, we see this as an extension of our big picture view. It's not quite fitting within the typical minerals space, but arguably our supply chain is very much the advanced manufacturing supply chain, or at least part thereof in Tasmania. So we'd certainly be looking for the support of the businesses around the state, and we do mean around the state, because I think with that collective numbers come a lot of capability and the ability to make a difference.